This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Jasandu
and Christine Wong.
We've been asking you guys whether or not you have been splurging as SST is just around the corner, or if you plan to splurge before SST comes on September 1st. We've had a few messages via Insta story, and in fact on Twitter earlier on today. Jeff, do you want to just start us off with the Insta stuff?
Yeah, Insta story. One person said, "No, nothing. Very good. You got a good self control." Panda thinks replied on Insta story. Car tires.
Interesting.
Car tires. Very interesting purchase. C. Long, he messaged on Insta story. Electronics goods, laptop, and a Galaxy Note 9. And the Galaxy Note 9 just arrived on my desk, I think, yesterday. And I'll be doing a review because I have it for like 10 days. So far, it's been a good phone. I guess it's a good purchase. It's a little bit expensive. 3,699 ringgit for a 128 base model, 128 gigabytes base model. And then I think it's like 4,200 plus for the 512 gigabytes, you know, like extreme model. Goodbye, because when SST kicks in, the prices may increase slightly. We're not sure yet, but you know, it's a great phone. So good purchase. Good on you.
Over to Twitter.
We've got a couple of tweets here on Twitter. One of them is from at WhatAHackTweets, who just says, "I bought lots of unnecessary stuff." And that is why you should never let the psychology of discounts get you, my dude.
Yeah.
Don't buy stuff.
All right. Okay, keep the messages coming in, folks, on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Insta Story, or, of course, on Twitter, at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number two. Google wants to help people suffering from negative news fatigue. Do you often feel like that? We do. Right. So Google, in their infinite wisdom, believe that people are getting too much bad news from the media and that it may not be good for them. Sorry, folks. So on Tuesday, the search company said in a blog post that because people may be suffering from negative news fatigue, it has now programmed Google Assistant to provide some sunshine into your lives. So users of the digital assistant can now say, "Hey, Google, tell me something good." And the software will provide a summary of what the company considers good news. So this good news will come from a wide range of sources and can be collected by the Solutions Journalism Network, a nonpartisan, nonprofit group that Google said is dedicated to spreading the practices of solutions journalism, which highlights how problems are solvable. So it's stuff like how Georgia State University coupled empathy with data to double its graduation rate and eliminate achievement gaps between white and black students. They've said that in a blog post, and how backyard beekeepers in East Detroit are bringing down the dwindling bee population whilst boosting the local economy. So one of the chief complaints from people that every journalist hears is how they wish news people would provide more positive information. Thing is, good news doesn't sell. old trick, right? For many, the news is often too bleak, but Google's new feature is hardly the first time that someone has tried doing something like this to satisfy the request for more cheerful information. Newspapers, magazines, and local TV stations have for decades tried attracting more readers and viewers by inserting more entertainment, culture, sport, and local features. And when it came to what people actually read or watched, those efforts often met with mixed results. According to a report by the BBC in 2014, researchers found that humans have a natural attraction to negative news. It isn't just Schadenfreude, the theory goes. The BBC wrote, "It may be that we've evolved to react quickly to potential threats. Bad news could be a signal that we need to change what we're doing to avoid danger." So Google said the feature, which it's calling "Tell Me Something Good," is experimental.
Yeah, when you receive a good news, on whether you're reading a good news on, you know, whether it's on Flipboard or your Twitter or Facebook, you just go like, cool.
Right.
But when it's on bad news, go like, oh my God, like I got to share this around and I got to, you know, tell people about this because, you know, this is incredible. I can't believe people are doing this.
Right. Uh-huh.
I think what the negative news fatigue really boils down to is, you know, if you take that idea that we are attracted to bad news because we want to fix it, like, or we want to have a solution to the problem, I think the reason why we feel fatigue is because there's so much that we can't fix.
Yep.
You know, like that's I think where that exhaustion comes from, is seeing all these news stories about all these bad things happening, but there doesn't seem to be any indication that there are steps being taken towards solving these issues. So
right.
I think that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
And personally, I think that, you know, the news stories that they are picking for the "tell me something good" part, I mean, I kind of get it, but I also feel like it's a bit too serious, you know? Like, yeah. For me, the way that I kind of deal with, like, news fatigue, I guess, you know, if they've called it that, is I'll go and read stuff that's, like, kind of meaningless, but, like, there are, like, these wholesome, like, fun facts. Like, I'll read about, like, oh, cows have best friends, and otters fall asleep holding hands, like, stuff like that, that are true, but aren't really based in, like, kind of news stories.
It's a distraction, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Just stuff to kind of, like, cleanse my news palate in a way. So that's what I'll do.
It definitely has an effect on takes a toll on people over time, for sure. You know, for a while when you're exposed and you're having to kind of deliver that kind of news and share that kind of news on a daily basis, it becomes that point where you become so it just doesn't affect you anymore. The news just doesn't affect you anymore because it becomes routine.
Yeah, well, we've seen it from America's standpoint of view with the, you know, with their, you know, hacking of their elections in 2016. Mm. And, like, you know, we see those news creep up every single day that it just becomes, another one. Here, locally as well in Malaysia, you know, 1MDB was, like, you know, been touted about since, like, what, 2015 or so. And, like, you know, after a while, a lot of us actually just go, another one.
Something else, yeah.
Well, what's new, right? So you become tired and you become fatigued of this kind of news stories.
I think the other thing is that, you know, there are some news stories that keep coming up again and again because they still remain unresolved. So stuff like the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, it still hasn't been fixed. Yeah. People are still not getting clean water, but because the solution hasn't been provided and there's not been any help going to that, well, not enough help, sorry, you know, we keep seeing that, like, same headline pop up again and again and again, and to see the same problem keep popping up, I think, is also really exhausting too.
I mean, let's take Reddit, for example. We spoke about Reddit last week.
Yep.
If you use the subreddit World News.
Yes.
And it can be extremely depressing. You know, the front page of that is always, always, always negative news.
Because the world is depressing.
Correct. Correct. Exactly. And so it takes a while for you to kind of scroll through and find something that is newsworthy, that is also positive. You know, and oftentimes the news pieces that you pick up that are newsworthy and positive, it's about breakthroughs in technology. It's about solar panels.
Yeah.
It's about electricity powering villages and towns for a certain amount of time, and that's what we're kind of looking at, the kind of story, the human nature stories that should be good, positive, are very rarely there anymore.
You know, I think looking back at, like, you know, local or news politics wise it always seems negative, but I think, you know, going back to good news don't sell, well, on May 9th it was, you know, completely different, right? Because you know, everyone, you know, bought newspapers.
I mean, there's movies about it now. There's books about it. There's articles about it, documentaries
because
about it.
Because it finally came to, you know, some sort of a conclusion onto a story that has been developing for so many years, right? 60 years in Malaysia's case, in that sense, right? So I guess it's important as well for news, for bad news to come up. But there needs to be, I guess, a different kind of sentiment towards it and not just feel like, oh, you know, it's another one of those, and you don't feel fatigued. And I guess it's all about whenever, even for us, when we report stories and all, it's about trying to find that solution, because that's the whole point of us bringing this into, you know, into your view.
Do you see yourselves, either of you, using this or trying it out?
Using the Tell Me Something
Tell
Good?
Tell Me Something Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I would love this. I think because I'm the kind of person that, like, I think the problem with good news is that because it usually happens on a lot smaller scale than bad news as well. Like, bad news is like disasters or political, you know, craziness or whatever. So I think it would be nice to hear, like, the little stories occasionally that we don't get to hear.
Yeah, I'll try it out. But, you know, if I really want some good news or just something to, you know, to make me smile, I'll just listen to BizBytes, right?
No. Oh,
that nice little soft plug.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Mr. Jeff Sandu. All right, we're going to take a short break. We've got some music coming up from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, followed by The Police. Don't forget, though, we're asking you guys whether or not you've splurged already with SST just coming up around on September 1st. You know, do you plan to buy anything? If so, what is it? Why are you buying it? Is it panic buying? Or have you planned this for a while?
You won't tell your wives or girlfriends. I will keep it anonymous.
Or
if
your
you
husbands
want to.
Or your
or
boyfriends.
Or your husbands or boyfriends.
We don't know.
We don't know, so don't worry. I won't mention names. Just tell me what you bought. Come on.
Yes, let us know. Music then, here on Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.